This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man. Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Appreciate you being back with us on a fine Tuesday. It's a Trash Tuesday. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Roy Jones Jr. is going to join us in studio next hour. Coming up in about 17 minutes from now, Pagano the Clown. Hey, everybody. Let's have fun as the season burns to ashes. Coming your way in about 17 minutes from now, 20 minutes past the hour. By the way, Shania Twain from Timmins, Ontario. Shania, 52 years old. Don't look 52.
Honestly, she doesn't look 52, but I would have expected her to be older, maybe in the 57 years old range.
Wow. Looked fantastic. Destroyed halftime of the Grey Cup. And for all of the weird and wacky combinations we have with the NFL Super Bowl halftime, wouldn't it make sense to call up Shania Twain, who doesn't offend anybody, isn't political in any way, doesn't need to be a cartoon of herself, and just have her deliver some tremendous songs, including Feels Like a Woman.
Let's go, girls.
I mean, I just feel like that would be the perfect feel-good Super Bowl halftime. I mean, we've got Katy Perry on giant dinosaurs. We've got Missy Elliott coming out of the woodwork for the first time since the late 90s. Got all these goofy things that happen.
Coldplay, ugh.
As we noted here on the show, Coldplay is the soccer of rock.
Yeah, oh, so boring. That was Super Bowl 50. We had Coldplay out there.
Why wouldn't we dial up Shania Twain, especially on sled dogs, and have her come out of Minnesota? It's perfect. Bum, 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 da, 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 da. Everybody can get behind Shania. Everybody. She's a timeless, ageless wonder. Now she's back. In a year where the NFL has been very polarizing and at times very uninspired, I think this would be an inspired choice. Who do we got this year in the halftime? Madonna?
No, this one's actually a goodie. The return of Justin Timberlake for the first time since the wardrobe malfunction.
Right. And we don't know if he's going to bring in Janet Jackson or Madonna.
Don't you have to?
I guess you have
to. Don't you have to bring back? It's like bringing back Sergio Dip, right? You need to bring back Janet Jackson. Everybody's got to make up for their mistakes.
I'll never forget where I was watching the halftime entertainment of the Super Bowl. Justin Timberlake, NSYNC, grabbing Janet's booby. Come on! That wasn't that bad.
Don't we have a Jimbo take to get to now? You ruin the fun for everybody.
You ruin the fun for everybody.
The no fun league back here.
You're the no fun zone.
I am, because I'm the gatekeeper here.
You got to watch at watchda.com. The show's so much better because at least Mraz doesn't have his itchy trigger finger on the dump button on everything. What, because now we're bought by Intercom?
I'm keeping a job here.
It's the NFL. We need sled dogs and Justin Timberlake. Now, he did the sideline for the Mexico City game between the Patriots and the Raiders. Did we get any Sergio dip hits?
I'm confused as to who. He must have done the sideline, my guess is, for whatever national radio was on the call, because he was not on CBS TV.
Yeah.
So, unless ESPN Deportes did a simulcast of the game as well.
2 minutes to go in a blowout win by the Patriots. ESPN Deportes Radio. I told everybody Bill Belichick was having the time of his life. Okay, Jimbo Fisher to Texas A&M. These rumors are legit. Why would Jimbo Fisher, who has won a national championship in Tallahassee, why would he leave for Texas A&M? In the ACC, there is one team right now to go through, and that is Clemson. Yes, Miami has been on the rise this season. Yes, Miami is going to the ACC championship game. But for Florida State, it has been a one-game season. You beat Clemson, you go to the ACC title game. You lose to Clemson, and the Tigers go to the ACC title game. You win the ACC championship, you're usually into the college football playoff. Why would Jimbo leave? I think Jimbo's a squirrely guy. I think Jimbo is not a guy that feels properly loved. And I think he's wrong for feeling that way. You won a national championship. They pay you buku bucks. Every year when you have overtures from other places, they pay you more. They pay your staff more. I think it's silly that these coaches need to be 100% supported and loved and never face any scrutiny or criticism. I think that that's lame. What I think ends up happening to coaches is what happens to players. They are so important to the machine. Fans trip all over themselves, throw bouquets at them. Writers write flowery pieces. Talk show hosts like me put them on a pedestal. And they begin thinking they should never be criticized. They should never be booed. And I think that's where Jimbo Fisher is. There are people that are frustrated by Florida State this year, even after DeAndre Francois went down in week one against Alabama. And so when fans are calling out to Jimbo, fire this guy, fire that guy, replace this guy on your staff, Jimbo fights back. You should support us. You shouldn't criticize us. You shouldn't boo. Be behind us. That's not the real world, man. Jimbo, go get a real job. Go see if you have 100% support with your bosses and the rest of the people in your office and all the customers you work for, whatever it is that you do. Go see if you get 100% support from every person at every time, and find something that will pay you $7 million a year that doesn't include calling plays of what guys do in the dirt when they throw and catch a football. I mean, it's a joke that these coaches think that they should never be criticized, and I think that's where Jimbo is. He says he won a championship. He has brought greatness to Florida State. He brought Jameis Winston to Florida State. Hey, man, this should be hands off. And I agree to a certain extent that in 2017, it's easier for fans to be upset and impatient more than ever before. And we are more upset and impatient than ever before. Florida State not winning a national championship in 4 years, to some, feels like an eternity. But I think Jimbo in some ways just doesn't feel the love. And that's why he would be willing to leave. And Texas A&M will show him the love. They will show him the love with extra zeros at the end of that paycheck.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
Now the difference with going to Texas A&M right now is that Texas A&M is still the number one job right now in the state of Texas, which sounds weird because the Longhorns still reside there. But the Big 12 is down from a national standpoint. And what has happened is because the Big 12 has been left out of college football playoffs, and because the Big 12 has been seen as the fifth conference in America, negative recruiting has hit Texas in a big way. Not just the Longhorns program, but TCU to a lesser extent as well, and Baylor to a lesser extent because Baylor wasn't getting the kids that Texas used to get. But A&M is able to go into homes and go, you want to play in the SEC, right? I mean, playing the SEC, you got that 3:30 slot, 2:30 Central Time on CBS every single week. Look at who you're playing against. Look at the games you're up against. Look at Alabama's in the playoff every single year. Look at the Iron Bowl. Look at the attention we put on these programs. Look at how these coaches and these players are celebrities. In the Big 12, it's not the same. It's just not. And while Texas has the history, and Texas for 80 years was the better program to go to, once A&M got out from under the shadows and they said, all right, we're going to spend money, which was the Johnny Manziel effect. Manziel went there and they said, we'll pay whatever it takes. The boosters, the donors, we are all in. Build a new stadium in terms of renovations. Build new facilities in terms of a practice facility. New locker rooms, new everything. New, big, big, big. I've been to College Station. I've seen these renovations. They're awesome. Deep pockets, the need to win, but at Florida State, it's not. If you don't win the national championship, it's a bust of a year. At A&M, you'll have a little bit of leash to just be better than 8-4. Everybody there just wants you better than an 8-win team because that's what Kevin Sumlin topped out at. I think Jimbo should take it if he's worried about not getting the love. Not getting the love. Now, that'll happen again at Texas A&M as well. If at A&M they pay you all this money and you keep going 8-4 like Kevin Sumlin went, they're going to say, well, what are we paying you for? We should have just kept Sumlin. But it's a good job. It's a really good job. You are in the SEC West, and so you've got to clash with Alabama and Auburn and LSU every single year. That's difficult. It's not like the ACC where, depending on if Louisville is good or not, you basically have a one-game season. You either beat Clemson or don't beat Clemson, and you're going to go to the ACC title game. Miami's on the rise. Dan Mullen just got the job at Florida. Those are two ascending programs because I think that Mullen's going to do a good job in Gainesville. Jimbo might feel a little bit of heat, but Jimbo's got a really nice gig. He just doesn't want any criticism, and he wants a little bit more money. And look, I can't blame him if he wants a little bit more money. Who am I to say you're making $6 million, just leave another $1 million a year on the table? I can't tell a guy not to go chase an extra $1 million. That's significant. But Jimbo he's got some rabbit ears. And I think that's why has listened significantly the last couple of years. And I'm not blaming FSU here at all. So fans want championships. So what? Want championships everywhere. Get over yourself. And FSU has given him everything. Giving him a pay raise every year because he gets other offers. So, fine. Go to A&M. But I'll tell you this. Don't think you're not going to get scrutiny in year three if you're still winning 8 games a season. When do we come back? Pagano the Clown, everybody. Making people laugh in the middle of a dumpster fire season. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
We are the glitch in the simulation.
Who's Magic Mike? Who's that guy?
That's not Shaquille O'Neal. What's his name?
Shaquille O'Neal.
What? Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum.
No, it's definitely not Shaquille O'Neal. That's the one thing I can say for certain.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
21 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Remember to follow the show on Instagram at The DA Show. Follow us on YouTube as well at CBS Sports Radio. And follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/The DA Show. Your phone number as we get ready for Trash Tuesday in about 20 minutes from now, about 40 minutes past the hour, we'll open things up for you guys. Hit us up with the trashes at 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, DA on CBS. And people have already sent us their trashings. So we've got some good ones to race through coming up here at the 40-minute mark of this hour. Trash Tuesday. Who are you trashing? It's the perfect time of the year to just vent a little bit about the stresses in life around the holidays. DA on CBS. So the Indianapolis Colts season is over. It has been over for a good long time. And while Chuck Pagano at one point in time was viewed as a very good head coach and an emotional leader, and the Chuck Strong after he beat cancer was inspirational to say the least, Chuck Pagano has been pretty mediocre since then. The Indianapolis Colts were getting one step further every year in the playoffs for 3 years, which eventually culminated in the AFC title game with Andrew Luck against the Patriots and Deflategate year. Boy, does that feel like eons ago, the Colts in the AFC title game? Because the Colts are 3-8. Luck hasn't played all season long. They're coming off back-to-back losses against the Steelers and the Titans. Their offense can't get on track. People are wondering whether Andrew Luck wants out of Indianapolis. People are wondering whether Jim Irsay is pushing him out of Indianapolis. Every year there has been the debate of whether Chuck Pagano is going to keep his job. They've had to switch general managers because Ryan Grigson was such a nightmare and did nothing to support Luck with the offensive line. It's always something. But here's Chuck Pagano putting a smile on things. And yesterday at his weekly press conference, it became readily apparent. Chuck Pagano has lost his mind. Chuck Pagano's not making any sense. Chuck Pagano's become Pagano the Clown.
Yeah. Yeah, that song we played, you know, woke up to that this morning. That Sonny and Cher? Huh? I got you, babe. I got you, babe. Yeah. Went down, got my coffee, said hello to the, what's her name, the gal in the coffee shop. Stole the money out of the back of the truck, drove my truck off the, you know, into the tar pit or whatever, off the landfill. Jumped off a building, lived through it. Did you see the movie? Bill Murray, come on. I jumped off the roof at my home this morning. It's not going away. It's you guys, it's the fans, it's everybody driving up there, it's everybody in the NFL community. Okay, there's a storm in the Atlantic. Hurricane, whatever you want to call it. When's it going to hit landfall?
Would you like to see some magic today?
You know, it's coming. It's third quarter, middle of the third. It's getting late third. They're up 10. Got to happen sometime. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy right now. It is. And then what's got to happen is, you know, being in Miami for 6 years, when them storms start coming off the coast of Africa and then they're coming through the Atlantic and they start coming up, what happens is if you get a nor'easter, right, you get a storm up top, who's in there had done weather before? Who's the best dude down there doing weather or dudette?
I just love clowning around.
when it comes down, that pressure hits, right, and it pushes the storm where? Back out to sea, right? And it goes up the coast, and there's very little damage. Those rings that spins this way and those bands up top are the most egregious bands. They're far enough out where nobody gets hurt.
What is that? What is that? Who? What? Where? Why? The man has lost his mind! Pagano the Clown. Everybody, let's talk about weather bands. Oh, we're in Groundhog's Day. I'm getting my coffee and driving my truck off the side of a cliff. This is also the same guy that was saying, no, they can't eat you, Mike. They can't eat you. What? They can't eat you, Mike. What does any of this mean? What does any of this mean? This man has lost his mind. This man is out to sea. This man needs to be relieved of his job. This is not a man that you need leading your organization right now. Jim Irsay at owner. Ryan Grigson was at GM. Chuck Pagano at head coach.
There's a storm in the Atlantic.
It's a miracle they ever got to the playoffs, let alone an AFC title game. A miracle. What the hell? 2015, 8-8. 2016, 8-8. 2017, 3-8. I mean, look, I get it. You're frustrated. The season's been lost. There's not a lot of good stuff to say. But, Mraz, if you are a Colts fan, do you want to hear Chuck Pagano talk about the movie Groundhog's Day, making a bunch of metaphors nobody gets, and then talking about hurricanes in the ocean?
No, because I'm a Colts fan. I'm ticked off at the way they handle Andrew Luck all year. And then they kind of tease you with a semi-alive, and they go out there and have a lead on Sunday, and they absolutely blow it. And then I want to hear my head coach be ticked off, angry, and want more out of his team. Not be asking reporters, who the heck's the weather guy down there? Who's the dudette? And laughing and having a good time. I want you to be as ticked off as I am. Not laughing and having a glorious grand old time. Reflecting on a Bill Murray movie nobody's seen in a decade.
We're 3-8, everybody. I can't eat you. Who does weather in Miami? Who wants to go watch 1990s comedies? The man has lost his mind. The man needs to be relieved of his duties. This has gone too far.
Who's in here had done weather before? Who's the best dude down there doing weather? Or dudette?
Dude or dudette? Yeah, coach. Can we talk about Jacoby Brissett? Can we talk about maybe the offensive line? Can we talk about losing a lead? Hold on. We've got slide whistles and kazoos and inflatable balloon animals.
Now, what would you want? Your head coach making Groundhog Day references or saying simply, we have a run in us. We got to go look at the tape.
I think they're both bozos.
Bozo the clown.
Yes, I think that Chuck Pagano and Ben McAdoo are textbook examples of men losing their minds and being unable to handle it and not knowing how to steer through a storm.
You know, around, I'm the beacon of light and I'm the beacon of hope.
I mean, you don't have to get me on the Ben McAdoo train again, but nobody who's a real optimist declares themselves an optimist as the beacon of light. Number two, nobody nicknames anybody the beacon of hope. Nobody. That's never been a nickname. Not your nickname, man.
You know, around, I'm the beacon of light and I'm the beacon of hope.
Also, the season's over, so I don't want to hear about a run. I want to hear what you need to do to fix it on Sunday, not a run. And then for Chuck Pagano, kind of not the time or place. I really don't want to hear my NFL coaches do stand-up acts. And also, it's not even a good stand-up act. He's just losing his mind because none of those thoughts were connected. Weather, hurricanes, Groundhog's Day. You guys haven't seen the movie? Dude, get out of here. I mean, honestly, just get out of here. Pagano the clown. When we come back, Trash Tuesday, who are you trashing? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Yeah, that's the one.
So what the fuck?
Open now for brunch.
Intellectual and informative discussion for our listeners on proper wing eating technique and different even wrist exercises to keep us healthy for years to come.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brand that you trust like Brake Best and Wagner Thermoquad. O'Reilly Auto Parts, the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly, better parts, better prices every day. So it's a Trash Tuesday, so if you have anything you want to get off of your chest, here is the chance to do so. We'll open up the phone lines. Who do you want to trash? What do you want to trash? It's the holidays. We've all got a little angst in our lives. Hit me up at 855-212-4CBS. Person, places, things. 855-212-4227. Could be sports, could be non-sports. Or on Twitter, DA on CBS. You just heard the voice, the dulcet tones of Jacob Wilkins, forever known as the legendary voice of the Chicken Challenge.
And now he is twerking his face.
He recently handled color analyst duties on a football broadcast with our very own Andrew Bogish. What game was that?
That was the Suffolk Division II title game at beautiful Stony Brook University.
Long Island High School football.
Long Island High School.
How was Jacob sliding into the analyst role?
He was Jacob, as you'd expect. What I appreciate is there's no exaggeration for air. Like, that's just Jacob. So, yeah. We come on the air. It was, Sean knows the teams. I've already forgotten them. West Babylon and North.
No, it was West Islip.
West Islip and North Babylon, they are rivals. That's a border war. So their regular matchup is a big one.
Yeah.
Here they're playing for the county title.
Yeah.
So that's how I lead into it, and Jacob comes back to me like, this is going to be a good one, Andrew, and like does this whole like face-shaking thing and turns to me in that big smile, and we were off and running.
That's amazing. Now, yeah. I've been told that the tapes have been burned. There's no way for me to get an archive
tapes
of this.
Tapes were never made.
Because I wanted to play
strike.
This on the show.
Yeah, I can try again to find something, but yeah, I wouldn't get your hopes up.
Jacob in the analyst role on Long Island High School football championships, something I need to play on the radio.
I'm sure the ratings were through the roof.
Need.
The game hasn't aired yet.
It's on tape delay. It's one on month later, yeah. Like the 1980 NBA Finals.
I have Verizon Fios, so let me know when the game's going to air. Maybe I could record it off the phone or something like that, get it back in.
True.
But it has aired, right?
It should have aired by now, yes.
Oh, so it maybe hasn't aired?
The game was...
Oh, no. I thought that was a joke.
No. Sometimes, now to dive deep into Long Island High School sports...
We don't need to dive too deep here.
Schools have gotten mad when we've aired games like before their next one because they feel like we're tipping off the opponents.
Oh, wow.
As if the coaches can't go to the field and watch the game in person.
Come on.
So sometimes we hold it until after the next round.
Yeah.
So, but that has already happened. So, yes, it probably aired the latest there this past weekend.
Good. So the play-by-play guy doesn't know when his game aired.
Well, there's been six of them recently. The dates get jumbled.
Let's get Trash Tuesday going.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
All right, Perez, lead us off. Who are you trashing?
Look, I think I'm a blue-collar man. I feel like I speak for the blue-collar man. But.
Yeah, I know.
But, does every... iron, steel, construction, carpenter worker out there need to pound about 7 Heinekens on their train ride home from work in the afternoon when I'm trying to get home as well, and they turn it into a giant frat party when some people are just trying to catch a couple Z's or do a little work and be peaceful on the train. I get it. You had a big hard day, 8 hours, you know, figuring out what you got to do, putting up some walls, putting up some cement. That doesn't mean...
Putting up some walls and some cement.
You sound exactly like a man of the people.
Exactly.
Right now.
The point being, you know, first of all, I see these same idiots every day, and every day it's at least a six-pack for what amounts to be an hour train ride home, and they're, you know, screaming and yelling and cackling and having a grand old time. 5 days a week. Do you know what kind of damage it does to your liver? Take a day off, shut your eyes, and take a nap. You're being rude to everybody else in the train. I can't take it.
Sign the guy that eats buffalo chicken dip 7 times a week.
That's a little different.
Talk about damage to your body.
That's a little different.
I'm not, as I'm doing it, I'm not cackling on a train. People just, we're trying to get some shut-eye and relax.
So it's not really about the damage to their body or the damage to their liver.
That's secondary.
It's about upsetting your life.
What's upset? Not only me, there's a lot of us looking around rolling, like, can you believe these idiots again? Like, this is what we have to deal with. You know, people try to be respectful on the train. I've grown up as a citizen. I want to be with the everyday people and shut my eyes on a train.
You've been trashed.
What's amazing is I see these guys on their way into work, and these dudes have like the sleeping like the thing across their eyes. They pull their hats down. They got alarms going. I mean, they are out. And if you make a peep, they're the first ones to spring up and want to drop an elbow for you being too loud in the morning.
Exactly.
So you should see those boys. Like, they don't mess around.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Bogish. Mraz has grown up as a citizen.
It's true.
He has grown up as a citizen. Pete the Body Bellotti, who are you trashing?
DA, I'm going to do it. I've been waiting a couple weeks for this.
I'm going to do it.
I'm trashing Peter Schwartz.
Okay.
That's it. He goes to Philadelphia for family for Thanksgiving. The only man in the damn world that sits up in the 500s for a hockey game, first time in Philadelphia. How about you buy a seat in the 300s?
Uh-huh.
You know, spend a little money and sit in the lower bowl.
Uh-huh.
You know, enjoy yourself. Enjoy this new arena that you had not seen.
Yeah.
You're all the way upstairs. Enough of that. You're going to Philadelphia. Spend some money. Enjoy yourself. Instead, you're seeing him upstairs next to the banners.
Brought his kid there.
Yeah.
I believe he complained about the size of the jumbo hot dog.
Yeah, he did.
And the kid would have enjoyed it even more with the experience right next to the ice.
Better seats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough.
So,
taking out the trash.
Schwartz, our former update anchor here on CBS Sports Radio on the overnight, still doing overnights with Amy Lawrence, but he was originally a part of the DA show. Bellotti, very upset. Schwartz, are you upset because Schwartz was documenting every step of the trip on Twitter, or was he actually personally texting you about it?
Well, he wasn't that bad about it on social media.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't that bad. He wasn't texting me about it, but just seeing the pictures, I'm like, you know what? If you're gonna go there, you're gonna drive 2 hours from New York to go to Philadelphia, sit in a good seat.
Yeah. And he was.
Bellotti is exactly. To be mad at Schwartz about this is it.
Exasperated. He did text you though a picture of the jumbo hot dog and said, "Sean, do you think this is a legitimate jumbo hot dog?"
Yes, and it was just as I was waking up, I saw it, and I had to roll my. Yeah, okay, no, I guess it could be bigger. You know, just who cares? Why are you sending me that?
I mean, the reason's obvious.
All right. Usually it's Mraz who has had it with Schwartz, but this one it's going to be on Bellotti, huh?
Good for him.
I'm going to do it, guys. I'm going to do it. All right, Bogus, who are you trashing?
So, DA, one of the days, it might have been the same day that I did not go to Philadelphia for Islanders Flyers. It was nice enough to go to the park. And the kids were a little crazy, so we got out of the house, went to the park, and me and my wife are sitting on the bench there playing. All of a sudden, we hear cursing.
Oh.
And we're looking around.
I hope it was the blue-collar guy that they're on the train with.
It might have been his son, because we realized that there's like a 9-year-old kid. Now, maybe he's a little older. I'm terrible with ages, height, weight, whatever. But so he's like 9, 10.
Okay.
Way too young to be in the middle of, like, hardcore rap lyrics.
Ooh.
I don't know if it was an actual song or if he's just freestyling in the park, but there's F-bombs.
Freestyling.
He's suggesting you do things to certain body types and body parts. I'm like, well, now what do I do? Because there's no other adults around that seem to connect to him.
Yeah.
Because you'd think you'd tell your son to save that for home if you're okay with it there, but not in the park. So, like, we basically, within like 10 minutes, we're like, okay, we have no other choice, but we have to go because our kids cannot hear this at 6 and 3, and God forbid they just innocently are repeating, go do this, go do that. So we left the park because of a cursing, rapping kid. How does that happen? Right, and there's so many follow-up questions, like, who taught him that?
Yeah.
Is it allowed? Do his parents care?
Does he know what he's rapping
about? So many.
You're so trashy.
Put him on your podcast.
The cursing, rapping kid.
Yeah.
The curse.
Not good. That's America.
That's America. I am trashing the Houston Texans coaching staff last night, and largely coaching staff that feel like this is okay. Wearing slovenly clothes on the sideline of a football game. I understand Bill Belichick wears a cutoff hoodie. I understand Bill Belichick looks like a hobo. It doesn't mean you need to. It is so disrespectful to me when I see the Houston Texans coaching staff wearing hoodies and then sweatpants. Sweatpants. They are sweatpants. Now, I'm not here telling you they need to dress up like a baseball manager in an actual uniform. I am saying, what happened to khakis? We can't have a pair of khakis? No slacks? All right, you want to be comfortable with the hoodie? All right, it's team-issued apparel. Can we just not have the same attire that you would rake leaves with? Or the same attire you would actually go to the mailbox with? Or the same attire that you would drop off the kids at practice with? I mean, can we just dress up? You're millionaire coaches, or you're worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Can you? Generations ago, And don't look at me, Mraz, because I don't even want to see your stupid, puffy, dumb face on
typical
this.
Typical you. Okay?
Because
you're
such a slob anyway that I know what your take is. Why can't we be comfortable? Because you.
No, the pants keep them warm. It's 30 below in Baltimore last night. The khakis, you got a wind drift right up to your knees.
Whatever happened to Vince Lombardi's legs? He didn't need sweatpants or the ice bowl.
Vince Lombardi died in the 60s. I bet you had hypothermia.
You are such a slovenly, fat American loser that you would love this, okay? You would love it. Oh, why can't we be comfortable? I'm allowed to be lazy. This is the same guy that said, I'm an American, it allows me to be lazy. That's exactly what this is. In America, consistently, generationally, we feel like we can be more lazy and more sloppy and more stupid. That's just what we think. It's like, this is our lot. We're Americans, so we can be dumb and lazy and stupid and fat. That's what we like, okay? And when I see football coaches do this, it's just like getting onto a plane and wearing your jumpsuit or wearing your sweatpants or wearing tank tops. It's just like college kids going to a lecture in sweatpants or their pajamas. Okay? Have some respect and decorum for what you are doing. I'm not asking for a three-piece suit. But a generation ago, Tom Landry wore a fedora and a suit on the sideline. Vince Lombardi had a hat and a coat, a nice coat. Okay, you've got guys who used to wear sweaters and slacks, and somehow this has just devolved into, why don't we wear sweatpants on the sideline? Why don't we just wear sweatpants? Like we're lounging around on a Sunday making brunch. You're outdoors. I wouldn't even wear that to work. I would not wear sweatpants to work. And they're on the sidelines of an NFL game, and people are telling me, well, Bill Belichick does it. That shouldn't be the bar. Why are we allowing everybody in society to be sloppy and lazy and fat and stupid? You've got the Texans coaching staff worth hundreds of thousands of dollars apiece. You've got a coach making millions of dollars. Yeah, let's just dress like we're going to the gym. Yeah, why don't we just do that? I mean, come on. It's a disgrace.
Hot trash.
It really is.
Two things. You're calling these guys lazy. They sleep and wake up at the facility working all hours. That's the epitome of not being lazy.
I'm not calling them lazy. I'm saying we in America have just accepted acting and dressing and looking fat and lazy all the time.
People might be more productive being more comfortable. It's time we change this. It's like the people who dress up to go to holidays. Why should anybody be in a three-piece suit to sit down at Christmas dinner when you got ham gravy spilling all over yourself? You should be in pajamas.
You're a fat slob. I mean, let's just call it as it is.
But more people should be fat slobs.
Yeah, they really should, because then we would get a lot more done. Because then we would just have a nation of 350 million Mrazes that are only in it for themselves, don't do a lot of work, and want to be lazy and sloppy all the time. That's what would be perfect for this country.
We'd fire on all cylinders.
Perfect. No, you've got...
I've also seen you fly with a dirty Mets hat, by the way. You're not exactly, flying like you're going to the Met.
Okay, so I wore a hat once. Or yes, I would wear a hat. Yes, to pull it over my eyes so that I could sleep. But I'm not going in there with sweatpants. I'm not going in there with sandals. I'm not going in there with some dirty... have you ever seen people on flights that have the big tank tops? Their pits are hanging out.
I've done it.
Yeah, you're gross. You're gross.
If you want to continue to live life like it's 1929 and horse racing is the number one sport in America, be do you. Sweatpants are in, deal with it.
Yeah, because I would actually live with some type of decorum, some type of credibility, some type of integrity. Unlike you. It just wants to be a slovenly pig all the time. And you're proud. It's like, yeah, check it out. Every piece of clothing I have has three different stains on it. This one's nacho cheese. This one's buffalo chicken dip. This one's pizza. Isn't that awesome? No, it's not awesome. Get new pants. You're a pig.
So we've hit a nerve here. I can see we've hit a nerve. I know where I stand. After the show, I will go my way. You go your way. I'll see you tomorrow morning.
I can't believe he used the Vince Lombardi's dead defense.
Yeah, right. When did he live?
He's been dead for years.
Yeah, Andy Reid will outlive him. Andy Reid's a slob.
Exactly. Should everybody be dressed like Andy Reid going to work?
Why not?
Why not? Chris is in Tulsa listening on CBS Sports Radio's 1300. What's going on, Chris? Who are you trashing?
Good morning, guys. I am trashing my chiropractor for being closed since last Tuesday.
That's a long vacation for the holiday.
Yeah, and then I go in there yesterday. He says, telling everybody about his nice hunting trip. I walk in crooked. He finally adjusts me and corrects me and says, you might be sore for a little bit because your muscles were tense for so long. You think, Doc?
Must be Trash Tuesday.
Sean tweets, I'm trashing the Christmas music hater that has to say how much they hate it every 5 minutes. We know. We're all in misery.
Epic trash job.
JMH tweets, DA, I'm trashing you. You're being a snob about sweatpants.
Epic trash job.
No, I own sweatpants, but I wear them in the comfort of my own home, not when I'm working. Can we just avoid sweatpants at work? If we can just make that the law, sweatpants and work, okay? And those guys are working. Derek tweets, trash the dysfunctional Grizzlies ownership for firing Fizdale with half his team out injured after being a playoff team last year.
Trash Tuesday is fun for everyone.
Adam tweets, dude, I'm trashing the Orioles. They suck at everything from scouting to trading. We lost 15 years straight, and the Astros lose 300 games and put together a killer core to win the series. We can't even win 90 games 2 years straight. Please, Peter Angelos, sell the team for the fans' sake.
Trashing is fun.
Tyler tweets, I'd like to trash myself because I told a friend of mine the most obvious thing I could think of, which is black is and always will be a dark color. And she laughed because she didn't have anything to say. And I said to myself, thank you, Captain Obvious.
Boom. Trashed.
Black is definitely a dark color. Yes, that's very solid wardrobe advice there. When we come back, more trashings at 855-212-4CBS. Or on Twitter, DA on CBS. We also tackle Alabama or Ohio State if there's chaos in the playoff. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.